Hello, you lovely degenerates, and welcome to the 12th episode of Season 3 of Monster Mates.
Welcome back, everybody!
Spencer, I need you to choose a number between 1 and 98.
I'm gonna choose number
65. 65 is a Palumu girl!
Oh, big Fluffy.
Yep, let me get the picture for that.
Oh, she's gonna be big Floof Girl.
Okay.
Palumu. Is it specifically the Nightshade Palumu or just a Palumu?
Just a Palumu. However, we can discuss the Nightshade one, which I will put as well.
Okay.
That's the Nightshade. That's the regular.
Okay.
All right, so before we get into this, what are you going to rate this?
If I had to rate the Palumu girl, I would, I'll be honest, probably like an 8.
That's fair.
Because I'm a big nap kind of guy. I like sleeping. I like just being lazy some days. And that's what this girl does. She literally just goes, sleep.
I'm probably going to give this a solid 9.
All
on
right.
My list. So
I didn't want to give it a straight 9 immediately.
I'm giving this a straight 9. That is what I am here for. So, Palumu. Palumu feast on eggs found in the Coral Highlands. They are able to propel through the air using unique sacs in their bodies and attack with their extremely hard tails. The smallest of these, let's see, centimeters,
two feet. While I pull that up, I think she's just going to be the biggest, cuddliest girlfriend you're gonna get. She literally will just be cuddles.
Okay, the smallest is 33 feet. The largest is approximately 46 feet. So 3'3" to 4'6", would you say?
Sure.
Yeah. She's a super small, super cuddly looking thing, and her weaknesses are fire, so get out that wax play.
That or just lighters.
Yeah, or lighters. And then, of course, our good old friend, the pocket taser.
Yeah, strikes pocket taser!
comes Woo! Back with a vengeance.
It'll never leave us.
No.
Pocket taser will always be there.
Pretty much. So yeah, and she's resistant to water, so no getting out the hose this time around.
She did, well, okay, listen, her
yeah.
whole thing is sleeping.
I know.
No one wants to get completely wet soaked from a hose when you're sleeping.
Fair enough. When you're sleeping, sure. Yes.
Imagine someone just hosing you down when you're sleeping. Okay, now, you know
yeah.
what? Bad example.
Uh-huh.
Bad example.
Uh-huh.
He'd like that. Never mind.
I was about to say, I'm sure I could make her hose go.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She doesn't have a hose.
It's called a urethra, my guy.
Okay, you're talking about the internal hose, not...
yeah?
I was thinking about, like, the...
Yes?
What's that one monster that has, like, the hose on, like, and the tail?
Oh, the coral pookie pookie.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking about, like, an actual hose.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
no,
man.
No, just look at her. She literally just wants cuddles and sleep and movies and binging movies
yes.
and shit.
Let's see. What can I find for attacks at all? That's the weapons. Does it not have combat info? No. Let's see.
That's okay. We yeah. know what it does.
We know what it does. The Nightshade is the one who puts you to sleep, I believe. Yeah. This one's just straight up wind attack.
Yes, and then, let's see here. Anything else? Wind pressure, so she probably likes, like, if, oh, look at those ears, man. She's gonna, like, you're gonna blow air into her ears?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That'd be so cute.
That is fair enough.
Plus, she's
yes.
a cute little bat girl, and
yeah.
I've been on the internet long enough to see all the weird Rouge the Bat fanfics
oh,
to know where the people are going with that.
Of course. But this one's appendages. So she doesn't have straight hands. She has...
A talon.
She has a single talon on where her hand would be, and she has, you know, at like birdish feet on her, where her legs, all that. She has more harpy-ish appendages than the actual harpy.
Well, here's the thing as well. The Palumu has her big puff-up neck.
Oh, yeah, she does. And then, of course, she has the giant tail, which I would not imagine is soft.
Dude, that puff-up neck? I need a pillow, girl. All right, got you. She's like she's an air mattress.
That is fair.
She's literally an air mattress.
Yes.
Oh, she's super cute. Whoever did the drawing for this is gonna be, I'm gonna be excited whoever draws this.
Yes.
It's gonna be super cute.
Mm-hmm.
Air fucking is totally a thing.
Yes, she is a flying wyvern, so.
Always. Her tail is not her weakness.
It is not, but and that tail is gonna be strong. It's not gonna be soft by any stretch of the imagination.
If you like getting spanked, here you go. Yeah. She has a built-in paddle.
Pretty much, yes. I'm trying to think. let's see. Trying to think of what else.
So her weakness is her head, neck, and neck pouch.
Yes. So.
So the more like head play, like pets.
Yep. Head pats.
Ear rubs,
mm-hmm.
Neck rubs,
oral like fixation type ish stuff.
I don't know about that one. That is not oral fixation.
Okay, yeah, fair, but
like
still.
Like Jagras, yes.
Yeah, that's fair, but
this no.
But still, she has something going on with the head for sure.
Well, yeah, because like it's like catgirls, you know, you scratch the head and you just like little no rubs.
Fair, and I'm trying to think of what else. No, I can't really think of anything else for that at least.
But they're super cute. And go to the night Palumu.
Yes.
Because the night version is super cute. Nightshade.
Nightshade Palumu, the monster, please. And then I'll bring up the picture.
Same size, but is the dark night variant.
Yes. Actually, hold on. Is that the same size? Or is Nightshade...
No, it's the same.
445. No, that's different.
Is it different? So that's 1,400. What's the other one? The other one is 400. So it's smaller.
Yep, we can have smaller for Nightshade variants.
So smaller. So Nightshade is a smaller Tsundere version.
Let's see.
Or what is this? What's his face? It's not Tsundere. It's like apathetic.
Yeah, it's a little Kudere-ish.
Little Kudere.
Also, the Nightshade smallest is 1'4".
You would literally just that's like pick you could up. That's
yeah
a
you
own
could
a hole.
You could just place her on your shoulder at that point.
Yeah, literally just carry her around and be like, yup, all right, good time for bed. Just pick her underneath your shoulder, like meh.
But yes, she's the one who will put you in the big naps. For sure.
They both will put you in big naps.
I mean, definitely more Nightshade, because the regular Palumu is mostly just wind, but Nightshade is heavy on that sleep.
She's going to put you to sleep. And also, this one has two talons.
Yeah. She actually has, like, two little claws. Also, the weaknesses are slightly different for the Nightshade variant. You get the hose for this one.
Oh, there you go. You can get her hose there for this one.
You can get the hose going for this. Get that water sports play.
And she still likes the fire and the wax.
Yes, but no... Well, I mean, a little bit of pocket taser, but she's resistant to it.
She's resistant to it.
But yes, get that water sports play going and get that wax play and fire stuff going for that Nightshade Palumu.
Yeah, it's super cute. I always liked the Nightshade Palumu. The armor for it was always super cute.
Yeah.
It's super fluffy. This is just like a cuddle-up monster.
Oh, 100%.
Like, for mostly... This is literally, you treat them like your plushies. It's just a little fluff, like, hello.
Yeah, they're just an adorable, air-headed badoom-tish. Plushie.
Literally plushie. Sleep on them like they're memory foam pillows.
Yes.
It's so cute.
Cuddly monster that you would have to fight in the wild.
I don't know about you, but I love cuddling and just, like, just watching something and just sleeping and be like, mrr.
That's fair.
It's super nice. It's super relaxing.
All right. I think... we can go off on our final rating.
I think I will give this the standard... I'll give this 8.
Okay,
I don't think it's out of crazy. I don't think there's a lot of thing here other than kind of standard things. But you have some fun things of just sleeping. Plus, if you have insomnia, she will put you to sleep.
Oh, yeah, true.
You will be put to sleep whether you like it or not.
Very true. I think I'm going to give this a 7 overall.
Mm-hmm.
After reading about it. Yes, I do enjoy the cuddling factor of all this as well. But besides, like, the sleepy times and all that, there's not really too much going.
Yeah, this seems kind of... It's vanilla.
Yeah, it's a little vanilla, but it's still a very fun
monster. But wholesome. Wholesome vanilla of...
Monster Girl.
A monster. Like, you come home and you're tired as shit from work, and then you just go... Honey, knock me out. She's like, can I fuck you while you're sleeping? Yeah, sure, go for it. Great. That's what I'm thinking.
That's somnophilia.
Is it somnophilia?
That's somnophilia.
I like somnophilia.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
So what would you rate a Palolumu / Nightshade Palolumu monster girl? And would you be interested in the somnophilia factor, or would you rather be awake for the whole thing?
Now, do you fuck them while they're asleep? Consensually, or are you the one sleeping? Because I think it's both.
It's a little bit of both.
Okay,
it's a bit
of both. Tell us what you think. Please check out the artist who will do this one. It's going to be super cute and sleepy girl.
Yes. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to give it a like. If you enjoy this and want to see more, please consider subscribing. And if you want updates on the show, please go follow us over on Twitter. And until next time, see you in the next episode.
Goodbye.